Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Friends, we're back at it again for another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker, best-selling author and serial entrepreneur Jonathan Jones, and today we're talking about fighting for family. I just began to think that it's funny that a lot of us, as we've gone throughout our lives and throughout different places, that there are family members that we grew up with, family members that we've known, family members that were birthed through our blood, by our blood. We're really blood relatives and family. But then as we get a little older, we realize that there are other individuals that come along in our journeys, and there are other individuals who we've adopted as family members, because these are individuals who we see and we just connect with them on a real level, just at a real place. And the reason I want to bring up the topic of fighting for family is because it's interesting when you have people like that in your life. These are individuals who, one, hold you accountable. These are individuals who also tell you things that you don't always want to hear. These are individuals who have tough conversations with you, who see you cry at times, who celebrate your victories, but also those people who are the first ones to pick you up when you need a hand. But today we're talking about fighting for family, and I wanted to bring this topic to the forefront because I have a best friend. His name is Mahari Takai, and man, we've been through everything together. Just being completely honest, he's seen me go through breakups. He's seen me cry over breakups. He's seen me go through struggles, battles, trying to identify myself, what I wanted to do in business. Because I came to him, I had no idea what I was doing in business. And then I began to have the opportunity to work with him and his company. He brought me alongside to allow me to be the HR, the head of HR for Men's Fashion Week Dallas at one point. And then we've grown through so much. And today I want us just to think, who is that individual who we know is worth fighting for? Because a lot of us have people that, as we've elevated in different stages in our lives, we've either grown out of that relationship or we've grown and somebody else might have not grown, and then we don't talk as much as we once did. But who is that individual in your life that will tell you those tough things that you do not want to hear? Who is that individual in your life who has forced you to level up because they won't allow you to be complacent? Because if you're complacent, then ultimately the relationship between you and that individual will become complacent. Today we're talking about fighting for family. And sometimes we might even need to take a step back, and we might need to just fight for somebody who's in our family, because we know sometimes that they might be a little weaker and they might be struggling and not being able to fight for themselves in the current moment. So friends, today I'm coming to you from a very, 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 very soft, not soft, but touchy area, touchy subject, because we have to have tough conversations if we want to have tough relationships. Because if we don't have tough conversations with individuals, then ultimately we will not be able to grow in. And my best friend, Mahari, that's one thing that he does. Like, we have tough conversations. Coming into this friendship, I had an idea of what best friends look like. I had an idea what buddies look like. But then once we became in relationship and became into a brotherhood, this is when I began to really see that friendship requires work. Friendship requires not necessarily equal sacrifice, but equal effort. Friendship cannot be sustained on the work of one individual alone, because ultimately then that'll leave somebody resented, that'll leave some resentment towards somebody else, and then the other individual will just be out on an island. And you all, I'll be honest, I'm the individual sometimes who people have told I don't communicate the best at times. I'm the individual who other times I've been so caught up in myself and what I was doing that I missed out on the need of another individual in my life. I'll be honest and say that. So now I want to challenge you today to fight for family. Fight for friends. But in all your fighting, make sure you're fighting for a purpose, a purposeful friendship, an impactful friendship, a dynamic friendship where you're constantly growing, you're holding them accountable to where they're constantly growing, then ultimately you grow together. You grow separate, so then when you team back up, you help grow each other together once again. That's all that we have today. It's just fighting for family. It's time. We can't sit to the side and allow our brother and allow our sister to get beat up and lose in this game of life because we didn't want to help them fight. Friendship is not always comfortable. Friendship is not always easy. However, if we put in the work, if we put in the effort, then ultimately it will allow us to grow and cultivate that relationship. I'm going to close this with a quote from Mahari. He always says, just do the work. Do the work. That's what he always says. In friendship, in life, in business, he always just says, do the work. And that's what I want to charge you with today. Do the work, friends. Do the work in your relationships that matter. Put forth an effort. Because if you don't, and then you lose that relationship, and you lose that friendship, who do you have to blame? Friends, if you want to continue to follow us and continue to support the Speak Your Success podcast, I would encourage you to connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram. SYS Podcast 1 is the handle. And friends, we're going to close it out like we always do. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams.